What's up, Cheek? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
When you at Cosmoverse?
No, unfortunately, I could not be there. I've got I've been busy lately. I've been doing a lot of other stuff, but it's not only am I not at Cosmoverse, but I'm not even able to watch all of the videos of people at Cosmoverse, so I'm way out of the loop.
Yeah, the good thing with Cosmoverse is like the time difference. I think it's like 6 hours back or something like that. So every time I wake up in the morning, it's always like close to the end anyway.
Yeah, the time zone thing is brutal. I've been struggling with that as well.
I wasn't able to make it through anyway. That's like way... Like when I checked the ticket, I was like, yes, wow. Because I checked mad late. I should have...
Yeah, one of these days I'm going to make it to one of them. This one was definitely not in the cards. It's a bit of a trip over to that side of the planet, but maybe one of them.
Yeah, it's a long flight. Isn't it like 15-hour flight or something like that?
Yeah, I don't think I could survive. I've got like lower back problems being in an airplane for that long. In my size, I'm like 6'4", so flying in airplanes is like being in a tuna can.
Yeah, I feel you. Are you going to be at NSC next year?
Not sure yet. I'm still thinking about trying to get down there, but it's I don't know. It's still up in the air. I've got some other stuff going around all around that time, so it's kind of weighing pros and cons. I'd like to be there. It'd be fun. I haven't actually been to a crypto conference yet. I used to go to tech conferences all the time, but it's been a while, and I haven't made any crypto ones, so this one would be fun to get to.
Definitely. Oh, and we can start now, but thank you, Andre, for coming in. Welcome, guys, to IBC News. How's it going, Jake?
Good. Excited to hear about some updates. It's Cosmoverse has been going on, and so I'm sure there's lots of exciting things going on in the ecosystem. Looking forward to digging in.
Yeah, a lot of things happen, especially in the Cosmos. We had some interesting update from Stride. We propose to merge with Atom. So that's an interesting idea. So now the question, how's that gonna be done? So the community can go there and start the conversation there. But that's pretty interesting. That's one of the first. Hopefully, maybe get done, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's definitely a big proposal. So interesting to see some of the conversation around that. I bet you there's going to be a lot of pros and cons.
Yeah, definitely. And as for myself, like as Atlas, that were an NFC project, Stargaze has been shipping lately. I know this week they are launching Infinity Pool, which is a DEX or AMM DEX for NFT. So you can pull your NFT with token and kind of like drive volume to your NFT collection. Because in that way, that kind of like bring liquidity to NFT. It would be interesting to see how that play out.
Yeah, that's an interesting concept. Are you familiar with any other projects that have done that in the past, or is this the first time somebody's done this?
So it's the first time in the Cosmos, but that's only live in Ethereum. It's really popular in Ethereum because you can do a bunch of other things, like you can do lending, you can do market, making with NFT. So that opened the possibility a lot for NFT. Even the concept sound funny. Full NFT token, but that's funny. But also with Stargaze, they just launched the one click buy with other tokens. So now you'll be able to buy NFT on Stargaze using Atom, USDC from Noble, and also Osmosis. So they will work in the background every time you use your Atom or Osmosis to trade, to buy NFT on Stargaze. In the background, that token is traded into Stargaze. So technically, you're still trading in Stargaze, just a better way of trading, which is pretty cool. And I haven't used it yet, but most likely we plan on using it this week when Infinity Pool goes live.
Yeah, anything that reduces the amount of clicks you got to do to get through stuff is good in my book. User experience hasn't always been the best in crypto land, so nice to see some usability improvements rolling out.
Yeah, true, because now you don't have to use exchange, triple click and all that. And also, Stargaze been going ham. We have the Raccoon guys from Raccoon Bet. They're launching. They just make a prop to launch their NFT reward distribution contract on Stargaze. So that should simplify the way to distribute rewards to NFT holders, which is pretty cool. And also Stargaze, they've been building something called ABC chat room. So it's built by Pencil. That's live now. You can go there and like text with all the Stargaze user, like Stargaze name and stuff like that. So that will be live also on Stargaze, the main site. So some more functionality for people to use the site. And they're also working on the marketplace V2E. So there's a lot of things going on for Stargaze, you know. They're shipping.
Yeah, that's a lot of updates. I'm curious, is the IBC chat room something that is it live on other chains, or is Stargaze the first chain and they're going to expand?
I think for now, just Stargaze. Like the way they do it, it's a way for the NFT collection to communicate with each other. So you can go there, you chat with other people just from that same collection if you have it. So it's a gated chat room for NFT collection, like, and you can directly chat with people on with Stargaze holders. So that's pretty cool. And just to move on to Juno, I think I'll go on quick there. We have the charter nomination that went to people. We have people coming in and want to be in those departments. So that's pretty cool. They had a space yesterday, I think. About it. And also one thing that didn't go through, the OTC prop, a member of the community who went it on. That one didn't go through. But yeah, so some stuff were happening on Juno, and the Juno community is still there building. So glad to see that happening.
Yeah, for sure. It was interesting with that OTC proposal, but looks like the community really dug into the details on it and came up with a decision. So it's nice to see the engagement, I guess, from the community, actually paying attention to what props are getting put up and putting some thought into it. It's a good sign of governance still working with the charter progress moving along and nominations continuing. It's, yeah, just governance activity, and that's kind of the main point of Juno right now, I guess, is really defining all of that stuff. So good to see that progress going.
True. Have you seen anything from like the Osmosis on Twitter? Because I kind of like the new UI and what they're doing. So I don't know if you saw any of that, but
I haven't been able to look at it super closely. I saw that they were putting out some UI improvements, and I really liked everything that I saw so far. And the feedback I've been seeing from Osmosis at Cosmoverse is that they were just killing it. So yeah, I don't know if you looked into it a little closer, maybe you can give us some updates.
Yeah, so for Osmosis, they kind of like released a lot of things onto the Cosmosverse finally, Osmosis will get order book support reading, you could say, and a great improvement in the UI. So one spot for everything to stake, to see all your token across the chain. And one thing that I like they are doing is they have a fallback mechanism that they're working on. So even if you have a token on Osmosis, there's no liquidity for it. From the front end, you'll be able to trade it, even though the liquidity is in someone else's chain. So that's pretty cool. And also one thing that I like, don't make NBTC, it's going live. So you'll be able to directly deposit your Nomic BTC on Osmosis. So that's pretty interesting. So I'm looking forward to see what happened with that. And also there's like about 4 prop live on Osmosis. So there's one that I bought with for me. It's the Axler USDC to Noble USDC. So this will aim to migrate the incentive from Axler USDC to the Navy one with Noble. So yeah, so great thing were happening for Osmosis. Hopefully this thing goes live soon because they've been promising all of these. It's been a year now, but hopefully thing can get done now. So I'm pretty excited for that.
Yeah, the token gas function on Osmosis and the new UI is going to be really slick. That's one of the biggest user kind of issues that we run into for usability on Cosmos. I mean, the IBC enables so much functionality, but we have this problem of like paying gas fees and getting stuck on chains, you know, without the appropriate gas fee. So Osmosis is really paving the way by introducing these new features for just increasing the accessibility, I guess, of on-chain activity by not limiting people based on what tokens they hold in their wallet. And I mean, it just makes sense with the functionality of IBC. I mean, the ecosystem has been working so hard to keep IBC completely free and transparent to the users. And so this is like demonstrating how that functionality can actually be applied. It abstracts away IBC completely and just gives people a better user experience by allowing them to, you know, use whatever tokens they have in their wallet.
Yeah, and one thing that I forgot to mention is the smart account that they're working on. So I don't know if you're familiar with Vertex. They have like a smart contract accounts where you don't need, you could see like a seed phrase kind of aspect. So I feel like that could be huge in the future because that's like one thing that separate Web3 from Web2. It's easy to onboard in the aspect because if you forget your seed phrase, it's done. So I'm glad they're working on that. So that I think that's live now. So you'll be able to create a Osmosis account with different methods. So you don't even need a seed phrase. So I'm looking forward for that too.
Nice. Yeah, it's an essential step for usability. Wallet security is an important topic, and there's kind of that traditional way of going about it with seed phrases. But there's other options for securing wallets, and it's nice to see people exploring that realm. Osmosis has got some good ideas on that. Having just like a single sign-on Web3 enabled single sign-on kind of service, I think is going to change the Web3 experience entirely. It's crazy to me that so many products are just like using your Google account to sign in and create an account with the app instead of having some Web3 solution that isn't, you know, a complicated seed phrase. So good to see new options kind of being explored in those realms.
True. Are you guys validating Nami?
Sorry, on what? Oh, on Nomic? No. No, we looked into it, but it's a non-standard chain in terms of the deployment. And because we validate on so many different chains, we have automated tools that we use for managing our deployments. And so all these non-standard chains break all that automation and require a lot of custom work. And since the NOM token, you know, hasn't been tradable forever, and there's no real like timeline for when it's going to be tradable. It's just like it's a sunk cost, right? Like in order to validate on a chain like Nomic, you have to be able to fund it completely on your own. There's no support from the chain whatsoever. So we just don't have the overhead. We can't afford the overhead to justify it at this point, you know, for our particular type of setup. There's lots of, you know, validators that can make that sacrifice, and that's why they're there. That's the importance of having lots of validators in the ecosystem, because we can all kind of target different things, but Nomic just doesn't fit into our business model.
Got you. Yeah, because the reason I mentioned is their NBTC is going live. I think October 20? So this month. So that's pretty interesting. So when that's live, you'll be able to deposit your BTC, I think, on Osmosis, Kujira, and Levana. So they are calling native BTC. I don't know about that, but that's the marketing aspect of NBTC right now. So hopefully everything goes well, because this could be a great improvement for Cosmos liquidity.
Yeah, it's a huge announcement for Nomic fans. I mean, I've been following the chain ever since it was a twinkle in somebody's eye, and it's crazy how long people have been waiting for Nomic to go live. It's kind of become a meme of its own in terms of the people still believe in it. There has not really been a lot of updates or communication. It's a huge community. I mean, there's a ton of people that are really committed to it. So yeah, it's a fascinating study to me. I think watching the Nomic community and the Nomic product and team building it is one of the most interesting and unique things in the Cosmos. So it's super exciting that, you know, BTC is finally going live, and hopefully the Nom token will follow suit and the chain will do all the things that it's been promising for so long to do. We've all been patiently waiting, but looks like our time is finally coming.
Yeah, hopefully things go smooth, because we all need that BTC on Cosmos. I don't know how the BTC fan base would think about bridging, but it's another way of doing it. And like, there's one thing with Osmosis they're doing with the WBTC that's different. That's Endo, I think, to Paxos, I think, for WBTC. So that's like really centralized in a sense. So NBTC, it's more decentralized way. So I just hope that the decentralized aspect can prevail, because, you know, the hacking aspect of Bridge, hopefully none of that happened, but it's never want to second guess everything. But like, for everybody who's, yeah, go ahead. You want to mention something?
I was just going to agree with you on that. The bridges are such a huge part of, you know, our ecosystem and connecting the Cosmos to all these different chains. It's one of the things I've been noticing so much recently. There's just tons of projects that are launching bridges to other chains. You know, like you said, the Nomic BTC situation is one example. And then we've got Composable has been announced that they're doing another bridge. They're doing the Polkadot bridge, and now they're also expanding to an Ethereum bridge. And then we've got Landslide Network that is building a light client for Avalanche, an IBC light client connected to Avalanche.
We also have this new chain called, I think, Taki. They are doing IBC connection with Ethereum and the Cosmos. So also we have a lot of bridges going on live now too.
Yeah, it's just like everybody's trying to connect to IBC, which is exciting for all of us that have been building in IBC for so long, because, you know, it's not surprising, I guess, that everyone wants to connect. But how those connections are made is going to have a huge impact on the future of Cosmos and the IBC, because if we have a lot of failed bridges that are connecting to the IBC, it puts that reputation on the IBC, even though it wasn't the IBC that failed, it was the bridge that failed. So like you were saying with the Nomic BTC versus the Wrapped BTC, the quality of those bridges and the trustlessness of those bridges really is crucial. So it's important as we embrace these new technologies and these new connections that we're, constructively critical of the limitations that bridges have and the risks that come with it. You know, we don't want to just ape into it blindly.
Yeah, true. And also there's one narrative going on in Cosmos One that I'm seeing also a part of, which is the privacy aspect of Cosmos Chain. We have about Twino Chain coming on live that's focusing more on privacy. We have, I think we have Nomada, we have Nombra, I can say that word right, Nombra, and also have Nim. So they're all different chain. Amada is more like privacy, focus on liquidity. You can send your token there and get privacy. Kind of like similar to Secrets. Nombra, kind of like the same thing, but that's like even more private. And Nim, it's more on the internet layer, like when you use the internet, kind of like Tor. So it's interesting to see some like more niche aspect of the whole internet coming live in Cosmos. So there's a lot of development happening. It's a matter of when are we getting the liquidity back, you know, when are we getting the bull market back. So interesting. Yeah, and as for that, we have the Noble USDC live on Noble, and also they are working on testnet to have the new protocol CCTP live. So that's on testnet. So that's a new way of transferring your USDC from chain A to chain B. So that's pretty cool. So the way it works, it's let's say your USDC is on Ethereum, you'll be able to use the protocol burning on Ethereum and mint a USDC on Noble. So in a way, you don't have to pay for slippage when you transfer your USDC from different chain and swap stuff. So that's pretty interesting. So looking forward to see more of that in the
card. Yeah. I'm super excited about that one. I mean, USDC is, you can have your opinions about it being positive or negative for the ecosystem, but the simple fact of, its prominence right now, it's one of the go-to stable coins in the ecosystem. And in terms of transferring value securely across, these different networks, and then also just the ability to cash in and out, right? Like the fiat input and output exchange is connected to this, in my opinion, because Coinbase is probably one of the most used fiat exchanges. I mean, I know everybody's got their personal taste on where they like to, onboard and offboard funds. I've used Coinbase for years now, and I love that I can go on any chain that CCTP is connected to, like all the L2s that have it now, Polygon, Arbitrum, Optimism, and even Avalanche is connected in there now too. So if I ever need to cash out funds or bring funds in from any chain, I can do that without any fees really, except for just the gas for the transaction directly from Coinbase to any of these other chains. So now having that connection to Noble brings that functionality to the Cosmos. So any IBC connected chain is going to be able to onboard and offboard funds directly through Coinbase without having to transfer out of the Cosmos, which is crazy.
Yeah, this would be like the easiest way to transfer a fund from fiat to Cosmos. So it's a good thing. I used to use crypto.com, but now with Noble live and USDC on Coinbase, that's the easiest way to do it now. I think maybe Cado is good too, but I don't think you can beat Coinbase in that aspect.
Yeah, I haven't used Cado, and I've also been watching some of the projects that are building on the ZK concept. There's a, like using ZK email, and I forget, I was just reading about them, but of course I can never remember the names of things, but there's a handful of projects that are trying to build a zero knowledge decentralized fiat on ramp, which that'll be really interesting to see how that works. But one of the reasons why Coinbase is such a go-to as a fiat ramp is because they've been working with regulators since the beginning. And, you know, that's can be a downside from a decentralized perspective of like getting in bed with the regulators and the centralization that happens because of that. But, you know, everything, decentralization is a process that we have to work towards, and gaining the trust of the TradFi system is an important part of onboarding liquidity into the ecosystem. And so having these centralized agencies like Circle building products like Coinbase and really pushing the envelope of regulation, it's an important direction to go. I'm glad we have projects focusing on the decentralized version of that and building these zero knowledge tools so that we can have more secure systems in the future. But that's not going to onboard traditional finance right now. You know, projects like Circle are the ones that are bringing, BlackRock to the table and you know, trad industries like that. So I think it's important that we kind of have both of these two different veins of thought, I guess, going at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. And kind of like to move on the one more NFT project that had like an amazing announcement during Cosmosverse. We have Omniflix. They announced that they are working with Disney at the India Disney port in India. So that's a huge news, I think. Hopefully I get to see more of them. I'll see more of Disney in the blockchain. So that's pretty interesting too. So they announced that and I haven't seen that much noise on Twitter yet. So that kind of like flew under the radar for most people, but that's
a good news. It didn't fly under the radar for the people trading Flix token though.
Oh, true. Wait, did the Flix token went up today or something? Or am I missing?
Like the second they announced the Disney thing, Flix token just started pumping hard. I haven't checked in to see if it has calmed down since then. I just thought it was hilarious. It was just like this instantly, as soon as the word Disney came out of their mouth, the token just started going to the moon.
Interesting. But the Flix guy, they've been working hard. Now they're going to lie. They launched Twimstrap. They have the marketplace, V3 Live, nothing, V2 or V3, I'm not mistaken. And they've been building, so it's glad to see them.
Yeah, there's absolutely no reason why Flix shouldn't be doing well, because they have been shipping hard. They are definitely one of the big movers in the ecosystem during this bear market. It's encouraging to have teams like them just constantly shipping.
Yeah, and to kind of like chime in on Airdrop, we have one project that announced Airdrop during Cosmosverse, which is the Armada, the privacy chain that I talked earlier. So they're planning on doing their Airdrop to Atom holders. So hopefully we get no geo block this time. But this was announced during Cosmosverse. Because now there's the new trend now, just geoblock the whole US. But even for like DYDX, I think the founder mentioned on Twitter like yesterday that they're planning on geoblock some aspect of DYDX. And as for DYDX, which is the chain is launching on Cosmos, I think they're going live next month. I think they said the 2 or the 10. Something of that measure for next month. So that's pretty cool. Now one idea on testnet. And just to put it on perspective, DYDX is doing 1 trillion in volume of perp. This is wild. I'm like, I didn't even know if that was possible. So that's really wild. So I'm looking forward to see them on the Cosmos to see what happened. Will they still have the same success as they did in ETH? So let's see what happened.
Yeah, I saw an interesting somebody from DYDX was made a comment, or I don't know if it was a community member or something, but the comment was like, if you look at the activity of DYDX and the amount of growth that they've experienced over the last, like year or whatever, and during that time they've been doing pretty much nothing but building a new standalone chain. All of their energy and resources have been going into something that has nothing to do with their current traffic and activity on the blockchain. And so, like, thinking about that in terms of, like, once their chain is live and they're done building their chain, and all of their energy can go into, like, building new products and expanding their tool set, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. Builders gotta build, man. It's that's the name of the bear market game.
Yeah, it is. So you can reap the rewards in the bull market. So, yeah. So I would say a lot of things happened last week in the cosmos, and there's a lot of things we might have not gotten yet, but yeah, a lot have happened. And also, as like someone, if you're a fan of Axelor and you want to trade the token, they have a perp leverage live on Injective now, so if that's what you like to do, you don't mind getting wrecked sometime because leverage is not easiest thing for plebs, for newbies, but leverage can be a good tool. But if you're a fan, Axelor is it's live on Injective. Let me see if I'm missing something. Oh yeah, we had some stuff that we missed about the Cosmos Hub. So right now with the V13 upgrade is live. They also we have a prop in the Cosmos to set the minimum value of nodes to 5%. So last time that prop failed, so it's live again on the up. Let's see what happened to that. And also there's a prop to reduce the block size. I think Jacob Gadikin post that prop. So I think there might have been a mistake. So it's going fun. It's going into interesting time in city right now.
Yeah, I've been kind of watching that one, and when the first prop went up, I was confused by it, and then they just started like popping up on every single chain across the network. I don't know, it's confusing. What I've gathered from watching it is that Gattikin's team got some input on a potential security vulnerability and maybe blew it out of proportion a little bit. I guess I just went on the record saying that, but I don't know the details specifically, but the feedback I've been seeing from other people I respect in the industry and on different chains, multiple different chains have had people chiming in saying like, we need to examine this before we just like cram through this proposal. So I think maybe people got a little bit excited and ahead of themselves. So I think those props are all going to get kind of rolled back and slowed down because there's some analysis that needs to be performed before just like changing network parameters. I think maybe somebody got a little bit too excited from Cosmoverse vibes.
Yeah, maybe. But I think we close to the end now. Unless you have any other big news that you think I missed.
I did actually, speaking of that, I was noticing, I meant to mention this when we were talking about the bridges, but the composable bridge went down. So if you've been interacting with the bridged dot on Osmosis this last week, there were some pretty crazy price actions going on. There's a massive discrepancy since the bridge was down. The price sync wasn't syncing, and so people couldn't liquidate or something like that. So yeah, anyway, I haven't seen if the bridge is back up now. I think that, I mean, they were working on it, it might be back up by now, but it kind of is a good reminder when it comes to these bridges. Even though the bridge is trustless, if the bridge isn't reliable, if it goes down, doesn't matter how trustless it is, it's not functioning. So uptime is crucial when it comes to bridges, especially when you're dealing with cross-chain tokens like that.
Definitely. So I hope in the future IBC can be everywhere. So hopefully we won't have to deal with any of that.
Yeah, I mean, the more we expand IBC and the more these bridges get traffic, the more redundancy there'll be. I think that's what really, you know, is for me the real takeaway for IBC is that it needs to have as many connections as possible to other ecosystems for redundancy because you can't expect everything to be 100% flawless, right? So the, you know, the idea of like having duplicate bridges, I used to think was kind of silly because then you have fractured liquidity, but I don't know, we got to look into a little bit more redundancy with these things so that situations like the dot on Osmosis, the price discrepancy doesn't happen because that can in a bull market that would cause massive problems.
Yeah, that's kind of like the way you cascaded a market down. But that's also a good way for like people to get something. Or could you say the I forget the word I'm looking for. Like when two token overprice, like there's a discrepancy between two token,
The
you can
arbitrage.
arbitrage. Yeah, that's a good way to arbitrage. That was a word. So there's always a good in the bad sometimes. So
Yeah, it's all good learning experiences for us. I mean, this is the time to be testing new tech and trying things out and breaking things because the stakes are low. So not a whole lot went wrong with that bridge going down. And hopefully they learned what they needed to learn so that doesn't happen again.
yeah, definitely. But before I end this video, do you have any news related to Cleo? And we can edit there unless you have other big news that you think I missed.
Yeah, no, that pretty well sums up all the news that we've got. Yeah, I think we nailed it. I'm sure the next week we'll probably have some more updates from Cosmoverse that we missed as things trickle in, but there's a lot of content to dig through in that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of other things that I think I missed too. It's like there's a lot of video that I need to go to. I watch most of the video, for the most part, but I kind of skip the group discussion, because when I woke up in the morning, like it's been 6 hours deep into the Cosmosverse already. So that's a good thing with the time, so I can just go back and watch everything. But I feel like it was better than last year, Cosmosverse. It's more like people use word that people can understand this time, at least. Last year was more like convoluted, you could say.
Yeah, it's good to see the maturity in the space. People, I know there's like still the whimsical, fun nature of it, but also the professionalism of actually communicating real content and making sure people understand context of what they're, you know, putting forward. So, yeah, I think I like to just see it as like maturity. The ecosystem is maturing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so I think if that's it, we can end it there. We just want to say thank you to everybody who came in today. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to for more of IBC news. Hopefully you can get more of the community involved, and we make this IBC news by the community for the community. Right, Cleo?
Absolutely. It's the only way to roll.
Right, see you guys. Have a good one.
Bye, guys.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible. possible loss. It's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.